convicted after being impeached. This after the U.S. Senate cleared him of wrongdoing that's impeachable. Here's AP's Washington bureau chief, Julie Pace.
This is certainly a victory for the president. He was facing conviction and removal from office. His Republican senators really rallied behind him with one exception. He will, of course, always have a stain on his legacy. He is an impeached president, but he will serve out the rest of this term, and he will head into reelection with Republicans really united behind him.
Meantime, former Vice President Joe Biden is still reeling from a poor showing in the Iowa caucuses. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more on that.
After his lackluster showing in Iowa, former Vice President Joe Biden says he's in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination for the long haul.
I'm going to fight for it here in New Hampshire and in Nevada and then in South Carolina and beyond.
Some establishment Democrats admit they're worried about Biden ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire balloting. And now he faces problems in his firewall state, South Carolina. A number of black legislators there demanding Biden disavow comments made by longtime supporter State Senator Dick Harpootlian, which they say insinuated the legislative black caucus chairman Jerry Govan had been bought by Biden rival Tom Steyer, who hired the lawmaker as a senior advisor. Harpootlian says Govan had previously backed Biden until, quote, Mr. Moneybag showed up. I'm Tim McGuire.
The next test for the Democrats is the New Hampshire primary on February 11th. China says it will cut tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. imports as part of a preliminary agreement between these two economic giants to end their trade war. The cuts imposed by Beijing will take effect on February 14th. This is VOA News. The corona death toll in mainland China hit 563 on Thursday as 10 more people on a quarantine cruise liner in Japan